Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil.
Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refor Shalema, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chayalea.
Chulin Dav Samech Vov. The Gemara over here, we're in the middle of the sugya of Chagovim. The Gemara is discussing the Breisa, which is mentioned in Samechei Yom Medalef, the machlokes between Tana Devei Rav and Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Rashi explains that the Tanakama is referred to as Tana Debei Rav. Rashi over here in Samech Vav Amud Aleph explains this is the normal day in the Teiras Kehanim, who everyone knows, this is Mufusim Befi Koil, this is called the Tana Debei Rav, he's the Tanakama. Mashenkin the Tana Debei Bishmol, he's the second day, and there's a big chalikus over here in the Breisa, in the Ika Halochis of a Klal Prayer to Klal, and it comes out of Maskonis HaGemora that the machlokes between the Tana Debei Rav and the Tana Debei Bishmol is a machlokes in the klal of the Yud Gimel Midos, of the klal uprato klal. Does one need that the klalim should be doima zeloze, they should be similar one to the other, or there's a klal that we could use this din of klal uprato klal, even though the klal kama and the klal basir are not actually similar. And over here in our case, in the sugya of Chagovim, says the Gemara that the klal kama, which is ashalei kura'ayim, which is mashma, only the simen tayre of the kura'ayim, the klal basir, it will be mashma lemineu of all the simonim. Mamela, the klolakama and the klolabasir are not the same. And the Tana Devei Rav holds because of this, that this is not a klalu prat or klal. And mamela is a halacha of a klalu prat. And all the halacha of the Gemara is that only when marbe, the minim which is actually mentioned in the pasuk, all the different minim in the pasuk, mashenkein, according to the Tana Devei Bishmol, he holds that for the din of a klal uprato klal, we do not have to have klolim doimim. Memela, we have a klal uprato klal, which is marba even more. Says the Gemara, but my komifligi, the machlekes between them, is the machlekes bereishay orch. And explains the Gemara and the Rishonim, that the machlekes is, in the case of a chogov, shereishay orch, why is the aloche? Because all the chagovim, which are mentioned in the posuk, are in reishon orch. And therefore, if you have a chogov, shereishay orch, he does not have a heter according to Tana Devei Rav, according to the Tanakama, because he holds that we can only be married by the Chagovim in the Pasuk, and Mamela, one of the Chagovim, who, if you find the Chagov, Shereisha Oruch, who has a long head, he is not Mutter. Mashainkin, according to Tana Devei Bishmol, who learns that we have a Klal Uprato Klal, he can be married, even though he holds Klal Basid Dafka, and he's married by Al-Koponim from Solom, Reisha Oruch also, and this is the Gemara of Yir, in the beginning of the Omid, the Samech Vav and Aleph, that this is the Yisrael Machlekes between the Tanakama, which is the Tana Devei Rav, and the Tana Devei Bishmol, what is the Aloche by Rishon Oruch. Now, besides this Machlekes, there's also the Tana Devei Bishmol says that there's Aloche of Shmoy Chogov, because he has a Yitu of Chogov, and therefore he has another Tanai that we need to also make sure that it's Shmoy Chogov. This is from the Yitu, like it's Mavura in the Maskonis HaGemora, and this is discussed in Toisvus by Elsevi here in the Maskon by Michael Mifligi. So to the Ramban Bariches, that it could be this whole din that you need to have Shmoy Chogov is only Negea if we hold that we're married by other Chagovim, Shereishon Oruch, because all the Chagovim which are mentioned in the Pasuk, which are actually in Shereishon Oruch, they are also anyway called Chagovim, and therefore there's no Nafgemina for this din that you need to have a Chogov, only for those Chagovim which are actually Shereishon Oruch. Mamela, it's only Negea and Shittas Tana Devei Bishmol himself, who he has a ribui to tell us of a klal uprato klal, that the din is that even someone who's a Reishay Oruch, a Chogov, is also Mutter, and on that there's a stipulation, there's a Tanai, that has to make sure that it's a Reishay, that it's also Shmoy Chogov, only then is Mutter, in the case where it's a Reishay Oruch, but in the Maisa, in the case of Ein Reishay Oruch, it's not a Gea, since it's always Chogov Shmoy. This is the Sikum Biktora of the Machlekes over here in the Breitza, between Tana Devei Rav and Tana Devei Bishmol. Now, if we look in our Mishnah, the early on the Mishnah, when he brought down the Machlekes, the din of the Simoni Tayre of the Chagovim, the Tanakama in the Mishnah mentions four Simoni Tayre. The Tanakama says that in order to have a Chogov which is Torah, we need to have that the Chogov has Dalet Raglaim, Arba Raglaim, 4 feet, Dalet Knofaim, he has to have Kartzulim, and he has to have Knofa of Chifines Rubui. These are the four Simoni Tayre which are mentioned in the Mishnah, which is the Shittas Tanakama. Reb Yosi in the Mishnah adds on that we also need to have that it's called Shmoy Chogov. This is the Machlekes which is mentioned in the Mishnah, and there's no mention at all of the Dinim of the Reishay Oruch in the Mishnah, And everything only mentions the Tanakhama says a four Simoni Torah, and Rabbi Yossi adds on that we need to have Shmui Chogov. Toisvus early on in Samechei Amad Aleph, at the top Toisvus in Devar Maschil, Rabbi Yossi Oimer, he asks, and he brings down from the Rivom, who explains, that we have to understand who is the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. We have, as we mentioned, in the Breisa, but else in the whole Sugya, we have two deis, the Tanakhama, who is Tana Devei Rav, and we have Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Now, says Tosfos Lechira, if the Tanakhama of our Mishnah is the Tana Devei Rav, then we said that the Tana Devei Rav holds that in order to be Matir Chogov, we have to make sure he's in Yerushay Oruch, because if he's a Yerushay Oruch, he's not allowed to be eaten, he's not a Chogov Tor. Memela says Tosfos Lechira, if the Tanakhama of our Mishnah is actually Shittas Tana Devei Rav, then Lechira, the Tanakhama should have mentioned a fifth Simon Taira. Besides the four simonim which he mentions, he should have also said that we need to have a chogov she'en yerushay oruch, which is shittas tana dvei rav. Memela says Tosfos Lechira from the fact that the Tanakhama only mentions four tnoim, and he doesn't say at all that the chogov has to make sure that the chogov does not have a long head. Memela Lechira says muchach that the Tanakhama is a shitta of tana dvei bishmol, who the tana dvei bishmol has a ribri of a klal prato klal. And he learns out from Solom that even a Yoshe Oruch is also Mutter. And Memela, this is the reason why Tanakhama holds that actually we do not have to have a Yoshe Oruch. Memela, even a Yoshe Oruch is also going to be Mutter. So that's why he only mentions these four Simoni Torah, because he holds that a Yoshe Oruch is Mutter Ba'achila, is a Simon Torah of a Chogov, even though he's a Yoshe Oruch. Memela says Tosfos B'Shem Rivom, that L'Chira, if we established and we said that L'Chira is Muchach, the Tanakhama of our Mishnah is actually the Shitta of Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Memela, he holds that Yoshe Oruch is also Mutter Ba'achila. L'chira, we said in the Gemara's Mavua, that according to Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, there's another Tanai, that we have to make sure that he's Shmoi Chogov, he's called the Chogov. Memela, this Tanai, which we actually only find in Shittas Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, L'chira wants us to say that Rabbi Yossi actually is not coming to argue at all on Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi also agrees to the din of the Tanakhama, which is the shita of Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, and the Tanakhama of the Mishnah, and so too Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah are one daya, which is the shita of Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Yossi just coming to explain better the shita of the Tanakhama, that even though the Tanakhama holds that Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, we have a klal uperatu klal, and we have a din that Shmoichot, we have a halacha that even Rishi Oruch is Mutaba Achila, but says Rabbi Yossi, there's still a Tanai that we have to make sure that it's Shmoichogov. This is how Tosfos explains the day of the Mishnah that L'chira, Bein Tanakhama and Bein Rabbi Yossi is one Shitta, there's no Machlokes, and everything is like the Shitta of Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. This is how Tosfos quotes in Samechei Amad Aleph, the Shitta of the Rivom, and many Rishonim over here, they start the Sugya L'chira that way, that L'chira, the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, L'chira, is Shitta of Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, and so to the Rosh over here about us in the Sugya, the Ran, Mikoyach, this Taina of the Rivom, they paskin la locha actually, like the shita of the Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, that Chogov is muta ba'achila, even though he's a Yoshe Oruch, as long as he's Shmoi Chogov, he's muta ba'achila, like the shita of Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, since this is the shita of the Mishnah, Bein Tanakhama and Bein Rabbi Yossi, and this is the shita of many deis in the Yishonim. Now, Be'emes, it comes out of Chiddush la locha, besides the Dine Chiddushim, which is coming out from the Sugya of Chagovim, but it's coming out of Klal, in all the dine of the Yud Gimel Midas of the Klal Upriato Klal, which we have over here by also Machlekes, and we said that the Machlekes between the Tana Devei Rav and the Tana Devei Bishmol depends on the Yud Gimel Midas on the din of Klal Upriato Klal, if the Klal Abasya and the Klal Kama have to be the same, and L'Chiria comes out according to the Rosh and the Ran and Toitzvus, who say La Alocha, that we paskin La Alocha, like the Shitta of Tana Devei Bishmol, who come out big Chiddush, that we paskin La Alocha everywhere in Shas, in the din of Klal Upriato Klal, that the two Klonim do not have to be the same, and even though the Klal Abasa and the Klal Akama are different, it still has a halacha of a Klal Upriato Klal, so too will come out that we hold that the Klal Abasa Davka, that the Gemara explains the Shitta of Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. So these are all Chidushim, which are going to be coming out of the Sugya, besides the Dinim, Benegea the Hilchas Chagovim, there's also Chidushim Dinim, if we're going to be paskening actually, like the Shitta of Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, which is a Chidush, because normally the Pashtas all over is like Shitta of Tana Devei Rav, but L'chira, according to our Mishnah, which is Shitta as Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, then L'chira, the Rosh and Iran, they're going to be paskening like this everywhere in Shas of Klal Upriato Klal. Basidu Rishonim, that the Ramban points this out, and others, the Rashba, that if we look in the Rif actually brings down the Mishnah Kutsur also. The Mishnah, the Rif quotes the Mishnah, just the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi, and it doesn't make any mention that Rabbi Yossi is not actually arguing on Tanakama. And Rabbi Yossi is just explaining the Shitta of Tanakama, which is the Shitta of Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, like the Rivom explains. Says the Ramban, the Chayyar from the Mestima of the Lashon of the Rif is Muchach, that he didn't understand like Tosfos. Because he should have mentioned that there's no machlekes at all between the two days, and we're actually paskining like Rabbi Yossi. And since the Rif brings down the Mishnah Kutsur also, his Mashma, that the Rif holds that there is a machlekes going on between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi, and his Mashma, we're actually paskining like the Tanakama, that we do not need Shmui Chogov. Memeila Lechir, this does not work with the Shitta of Tosfos and Rosh, who learn that the din of Chogov over here in the Sugya by us is actually the Mishnah is going b'shitta as Tanud ve'yabishmol. Memele explains the Ramban that L'chayyah the Rif over here understood that the Tanakama of our Mishnah is b'emes a third day. He's not the Tanud ve'yabishmol and he's also not the Tanud ve'yav because as we mentioned, according to the Tanud ve'yav, if you have a Chogov she'yoy she'yoruch, he's also b'achila, he's a mean Tomei. And the Mishnah, from the fact that he only mentions full simonim, he doesn't say a simon of Ein Yoshe Aruch, is Mavuah, is Muchach, that he holds like Tanit Ve'e B'Shemol, that even if you have a Yoshe Aruch, he's also going to be Mutter Ba'achila, he's also a mean Tor. Memeila says the Ramban, that the Rif understood that the Shitta of the Tanakama of the Mishnah is a third day, he's not Tanit Ve'e'av, but also, he's not Tanit Ve'e B'Shemol who learns from a Klal Prat to Klal, because the Tanakama doesn't mention at all that he needs Shmoy Chogov. Only Rabbi Yossi is the one who says this, that he needs Shmoy Chogov. The Rif understands that the Tanakama Be'emes is a third day, and explains the Ramban, that this day is Be'emes like we find the Drosh in the Sifra. We find such a day that we learn out from the Lemineu, which is mentioned in the Pasuk of Chagovim, four times we have the four Lemineus in the Parsha. This teaches us that we need to have four Simoni Tyre. So these are the four Simoni Tyre mentioned by the Tanakama, which is Be'emes a new Drosha teaching us a halacha that we need to have four Simoni Tyre from the four, the corresponding four Lemineu in the Parsha of Chagovim. And these are the four Simoni Tyre which the Tanakama mentions, which are the four Aglaim, the four Knofayim, the Karitzulim, and the Knof of Chifin Es Rubai. And these are the Simonim, the stipulations which Chazal, which the Tanakama holds, that this is the Chogov, which the Torah of Mati, as long as he has these four Simoni Tyre. Memeila says Ramban, that Tanakama holds that actually if you have a Chogov, Sheyoshoy Oruch, as long as he has the four Simonim, is also going to be Mutter Ba'achila, because he has the four Lemineus, and Memeila is Mutter, is a mean Torah. And also, says Ramban, he does not have to have Shmoy Chogov, because this din is only in Tonad Ve'eb Shmoy, who learns from a Klal Prat to Klal, and therefore he has a Chogov extra. Memeila he holds that you have to have also Shmoy Chogov, but the Tanakama doesn't mention such a din. Only Rabbi Yossi is the one who says that he needs Shmoy Chogov. Memeila the Tanakama actually holds that as long as we have the full Simoni Tyre, which are the full Simonim learnt out from the corresponding four Lemineus, this is enough to be Mati, a Chogov by Achila. This is the third day, so we have now a third day in the Sugya. We have the Tanad Ve'yav on one side who holds that any Chogov Sheyoshe Oruch is a mean Tomei. We have a Tanud Ve'eb Shmuel who holds that Yoshe Oruch is Mutter, but he holds also he needs a Shmoy Chogov, and he holds also the Klal Pratu Klal. And then we have a third day of the Tanakama of the Mishnah who holds that even a Yoshe Oruch and even a Shmoy Chogov is also Mutter Ba'achila is a mean Torah. And according to the Ramban, who learns this up in the Rif, in the Shitta of the Rif, then Be'emes is very good La'alocha, because La'alocha we're actually not going to be paskening like the Tanud Ve'eb Shmuel, who holds that we learn this out from a Klal Pratu Klal, which as we said, L'chiria Ba'alma, everywhere in Shas, we go always that we need to have the two Klalim the same, and we don't dafka hold that the Klal of Basra dafka. Memela, according to the Ramban Shitta in the Rif, is very well understood that Be'emes the Tanakama in the Mishnah is not the Shitta of Tanud Ve'eb Shmuel. He has a different Drosha teaching us his halacha of the full Simonim, which is its own Deya by itself, and this is the Deya how the Rif paskens the halacha, that we have a full Simonim, which is a big kula, that we can be Mati, a Chogov, even though he's a Reshe Oruch, and even though he's Ein Shmoy Chogov. This is the Mahalach of the Ramban in the day of the Rif. Now we have to point out that the Ramban explained that the Rif learns this din of the Tanakama, that is four simoni taira in a mishnah from the four corresponding lemoneus which are mentioned in the parasha of Chagovim, because there's actually four simoni taira over here in the mishnah. And we said the four simonim are the four reaglayim, the four knofayim, and the kartzulim, and also the aloha that the knofayim have to be chifin as ruboy, like the Gemara says also in the Gemara in Samachia Medalef, either Rav Okar, Rav Akefoy, and the Maskoni need to have both. This is the fourth simon. Now, Ba'emis, if we look in the Lashon of the Rambam, in the beginning of Machol Sasuris in Peik Aleph, Aloche Chof Aleph, it is interesting to point out that the Rambam seems to understand the Mishnah that Ba'emis has only three simoni taira. Because the Rambam understands that the Tanai, which the Mishnah says that we need to have Knof of Chifines Ruboi, that we need to have the Knofaim to go and cover Ruiv of the Gulf, either the Be'er Oyrech or Behekif, this is a stipulation in the Tanai of the Dalet Knofaim. There's a Simon Tyre called Knofaim, and the Rambam understands that there's another Tanai, an Agbola, in the Din of the Knofaim, which is mentioned that this is the Simon Tyre, that these Knofaim have to actually be Knofaim Achifines Ruboi. And the Rambam understands that if we have Knofaim She'ein Chifines Ruboi, then he's actually now missing in the Ika Alocha of Knofaim. He's missing in the Simen Taira of the Dalet Knofaim. The Rambam says that the Dalet Knofaim needs to be such kind of Knofaim She'chifines Ruboi. So the Rambam actually only has three Simoni Taira. He has one Simen called the Dalet Raglaim. The second simon is Dalet Knofayim Achifines Ruboi, and the third simon is the Kartzulim. The Rambam does not have actually four simoni taira, like the Ramban explains the Shita of the Rif, and this is Memela Shver to learn in the Rambam, like the Day of the Rif, because according to the Ramban explains the Rif, the Makor of the Mishnah, the reason why we have these four simoni taira is because we have these four words of Lamineu mentioned in the parasha of Chagovim. Each Lamineu is teaching us another Simon Tyre. As we said, the Rambam only has three Simon Tyre. Mamele, it can't be this is in Makur from the four Lamineus. L'chiria, the Rambam must have had a different Makur, not like the Ramban explained, the Shita of the Rif. So this is an interesting point to point out the difference between the Day of the Rif and the Rambam. If the Tanai of Knof of Chifrenes Ruboi is actually standing on his own, he's his own Simon Tyre, or he's just a Hagbola, he's just a way of explaining the din of the Simon Tyre of the Knofayim. So Al Koponim, as we said, the Ramban explains the Shita of the Rif, that the Tanakam of our Mishnah is another Deir. He's not the Tana Devei Rav, and he's not the Tana Devei Bishmol. He's his own Deir, which the Ramban learns. This is the Drosha in the Torah Skerenim in the Sifro, that we learn from Limineu, and these are the four Simoni Tayer, which we have, La Aloche. The Ramban himself, he himself is Metzadeh La Aloche, to be Machme, and to say that according to the Tanakam of the Mishnah, the Emes, we need to have a Chogov She'ein Rishoy Orch. And explains the Ramban, even though the Rishoyim over here discuss and they say that from the fact that the Tanakhama didn't mention that we need to have a Simen Taira called the Ein Rishoy Orch will be Mashma, that the Tanakhama allows a Chogov She'Rishoy Orch, who has a long head, he allows him to be eaten, and he holds he's a Simen Tor, he's a mean Tor. So the Ramban, this is not muchach from the fact that he didn't mention a Simen Taira of Ein Rishoy Orch. This is not muchach to say that the Tanakhama actually holds that if he's a Rishoy Orch, he's a Mutar Ba'achila. The Tanakhama is just mentioning the Simoni Taira, and these are the four Simoni which we mentioned earlier. And in Chanami, the Tanakhama Be'emes could be mamish like the Shitta of the Tana Dvei Rav, who holds that if you have a Chogov, She'Rishoy Orch, he's Be'emes also Ba'achila. Mamela, this is also the Shitta of the Tanakhama, and there's no Raya from the fact that the Tanakhama didn't mention that he needs a Chogov to have Ein Rishoy Orch, because this is not actually a Simon Taira, this is just a Cheshmon which works out from the Gemara, but the Simoni Taira are the four Simonim, and therefore this is the reason why Tanakhama is a Lav Dafka, says Ramban, it's on Muchach, to go and take this out from Tanakhama that he's actually Mati, to eat a Chogov, Shei Rishoy Orch. Memela, says Ramban, he'll be in Cheshish La'alocha, to say, like the Rif, that we are allowed to eat a Chogov Shereishi Orch. It could be the Tanakhama Bemis holds, like the Tana Dvei Rav, even though the Ramban says that the Tanakhama Al Kaponim holds, that we do not need to have Shmoy Chogov. This is fits with the Shita of the Tana Dvei Rav, who holds that if it's Ein Reishi Orch, this is Bemis, or it's going to be Shmoy Chogov, but the Tanai of Shmoy Chogov does not apply, this is only the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Memela, says Ramban La'aloche, it could be the Tanakhama is actually the Shita of Tana Dvei Rav. Mamela, if we make a sikkum, if we summarize what we discussed over here, Pshat in the Mishnah, who is the day of the Tanakhama, It comes out by Emes. We have three separate ideas over here mentioned in the Rishonim, Pshat in the Tanakama of the Mishnah. Tosfos is Shitta and Rosh and Ran, they understand that the Tanakama is actually Shitta's Tana Dvei Bishmol, and according to this we have to say that the Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah is not arguing on the Tanakama, and it is one day they hold that Roshay Orich is Mutter, and so too they hold that you need to have Shmoy Chogov. This is one day, this is the day of the Rivom, and we said this is a Chidush Lemaisa La'alocha in the Hilchas Klal Prato Klal, everywhere else in Shas. The second Pshat we said is from the Rif, who understands the Tanakama to be a third day, and he learns the four Simonim from the four Lemineu, and this is a day who holds a big Kula, that you can be Mate, a Chogov, Shereshe Oruch, even though in Shmoy Chogov, only Rabbi Yossi is the one who holds that you need to have Shmoy Chogov, like the Shitta of Tana Dvei Bishmol. And the third day, we said, is a Ramban, who's mitzadeid to say that maybe the Tanakama Be'emes is a Shitta of Tana Dvei Rav totally, and he just doesn't mention the Nekuda that you need to make sure that the Chogov is in Reshe Oruch, but La'alocha says a Ramban, if he's a Reshe Oruch, he's Be'emes, called a Min Tomei, like the Shitta of Tana Dvei Rav. So these are the three days we have over here in Tanakama, which makes an Afkamina La'alocha La'maisa, which we pass in like this Tanakama. In the Shitta of the Rambam, there's Arichas in the Nisikelim, which is very complicated to understand, the Shitta of the Rambam, even though he brings down the Ches Simonim, the Ches Minim, over here in the Gemara, and L'Chaya, it's hard to go and work out the Shitta of the Rambam, if he actually means to Paskin, like we said, the Rif's day of the day of Shlishis, or the Shitta of the Ramban, of the Tana Dvei Rav. This is a discussion in the day of the Rambam, in his day of the beginning of Macholos Asuris, Peik Aleph, Halochi Chof Aleph. So this is a summary of the Gemara over here, the Machlokes and the Sugya, the Chagovim, which Chagovim are meaning Tohurim, are meaning Tumeim, La'alocha, that we're passing like the Tanakama of our Mishnah. Now over here, at the end of the Sugya of Chagovim, the Rishonim over here discuss another point about the Heter of Achilas Chagovim Tohurim. The Sugya Be'emes is discussing the different Minei Chagovim, but the Rishonim discuss here another Nekuda of Chagovim, the Chagovim Tohurim, how they're allowed to be eaten. Rashi at the end of the Sugya, Tosfos also, Hidevar Maschil Bemai, says that Chagovim do not need to have a Shechita in order to be eaten. If we have a Min Chogov, which is Tohur, is allowed to be eaten even without a Shechita. This is Be'emes agreed upon by all the Rishonim, that Chagovim do not need Shechita, not like a Behemah and Oifos who need Shechita, Chagovim do not need Shechita. And the Rishonim we have discussed, we find here Be'emes four Mahalchim in the Rishonim about this halacha where the Makor is, to teach us this halacha that Chagovim can be eaten even without a Maisa Shechita, and it's not like a Behemah and Oif. The first Mahalach Rashi over here brings down a drosha from the Behag. Interestingly, Rashi brings this quotes this from the Behalochas Gedolos. This is found in a Behag in Shechitas Chulin in Simen Samach. And the Behag says that the reason why Chagovim do not actually need to have a Shechita is because we learn this out from a Hekesh in the Posuk. It says, Zos Toras Achayo, V'chol Nefesh Achayo, Hoi Meses Bamayim, says the Behag, this is referring to the fish, Elu Dogim, and the next din of the Posuk, Ulchol Nefesh, Hashiretzes Ala Oretz, this is referring to Chagovim, Elu Chagovim. And therefore we see in this Posuk that the Chagovim and the Dogim are Hukshu Zeloze, they are compared to each other, and just as we know, if we learn out from the second period earlier in Chulin, in the second period, Chav Zainam with Beis, that Dogim, fish, do not need to have Shechita, we learn this out from a Posuk of Yeosef, of Eloshen Asifa Bedogim, they do not need to have a Shechita, so too Chagovim are Hukash Ledogim, and therefore Chagovim also do not need to have a Shechita. This is the drosh over here, which Rashi brings down from the Behag. Tosfos over here points out in the Varmaschel Bemai that Be'emes the Ikir Din is Poshet, it's mentioned many times in Shas. This Din is Muchach. Tosfos brings down a few Gemoras, Gemoras in Shabbos, Tadik Amud Beis, increases Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, who mentioned soon, Avoy Dezor Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, from all these Gemoras is Muchach the Ikir Aloche, that Chagovim do not actually need Shechita, but Tosfos actually points out at the end, to eat the Chogov while it's still alive will be Esau Baltashaktu, like it's Mavur in the Gemara in Shabbat Tzadik Amud Beis. But this is also masking to the Ika Aloch and other Abbotesis hold this is Mafurish all over. We do not need any Riyas. There's Mafurish, don't need Riyas from the Rishonim, we Mafurish all over Gemaras. The Chagovim Amuta, even without a Maisa Shechita. And as we said, Rashi says that the Din is a Drosha, the Behag brings down from a Pasuk Hekesh, that we learn chagovim from dogim. So this is the first mahalach. How do we know be'emes that chagovim do not need a shita? The second mahalach we find in the Rambam. The Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos Shechita, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says that chagovim do not need to have shechita, because it says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, Lamed Gimel Dalet, the pasuk also over there refers to chagovim with the loshon of asifa. It says over there in the loshon of pasuk, Oisef Hechosil, and the Rambam learns that the chosil is one of the chagovim, and therefore it says a loshon of asifa. Memela says the Rambam, just like we find earlier in the second period, like we mentioned, that dogim, the fish, are mutter without shechita, because it's mentioned by them a loshon of asifa. So too, we can make the same drosha by chagovim, it says a loshon of asifa, and this is a mekoy to teach us the halacha that we do not need to have shechita by chagovim. The Rashba, the third day, the Rashba earlier in Chav Zayin Amud Beis, so too is Mayrich like this in his Tshuva, in Chelek Aleph, Simen Shin Samech Dalet, in Tshuva Sar Rashba, and he brings down these various droshas from the Bahag, from the Rambam, teaching us this halacha that chagovim do not need to have a shechita. Now says the Rashba, Be'emes, this is superfluous, we don't need to have any drosha at all to tell us that chagovim do not need to have a shechita. Because Adarabba, Mehecha Teisa, we should say that there's a loch of shechita by chagovim. It works the other way around. The whole parsha of shechita is only found in the Torah by Behema, so too by Oif, and Memela, these are the ones which have to have a shechita. But chagovim, which are not mentioned at all in the Torah, that they need a shechita, the misvara we know already that they do not need to have a shechita, and we do not need any mekor to teach us that chagovim do not need shechita, because mehecha teisa to say that they should need. And says the Rashba, we find this from the Gemara, increases chof aleph amid aleph, the Gemara over there is discussing the halachas of a kvi, which has some dinei chayo, some dinei behema, and says the Gemara that the kvi needs to have shechita, because of a manashach, either it's a chayo, or it's a behema, which both need shechita. Now says the Rashba, seems to be in the Gemara, that if not for the din that the kvi has a locha of a chayo on a behema, he be'emes wouldn't need to have shechita, because this is, as we explained, that if there's no mekoyer in the Torah to teach us that it needs shechita, then misvara, there's no reason why we should need shechita. Memela the kvi also wouldn't have needed shechita if it wouldn't be learnt out from a chayo on a behema. Memela says a Rashba, there's no need at all to go and look for droshes and for mekoyers to teach us the chagovim do not need to have shechita, because this is misvara, we know there's no mekoyer at all in the Torah to be marbe chagovim that they should need shechita. The Rashba points out, even though we said earlier in the Gemara, Chav Zayin Amud Beis, that the fish, the dogim, do not need to have shechita only because it says a loshon in the posuk of Asifa, which would be mashma, that Misvara one should say that dogim do need to have a shechita. L'chayur, the Rashba says, there's no mekor, only by the Hema and the Oif. Says the Rashba, it's not true, because by dogim also, we find the loshon in posuk in Pashas by Loischa. The posuk over there also mentions the loshon of shechita by dogim. Is also says a loshon of shechita, and therefore the Havamina would have been, if not for a loshon of asifa, that dogim actually do need a shechita. Mamela says a Rashba, this is the only reason why the Gemara earlier says that dogim needs a makur, but chagovim, where we don't find anywhere in the Torah referring to them a loshon of shechita, there's no need to have a pasuk to teach us that chagovim do not need to have a shechita. And this malach is also, we find in Iran over here, about us in the Gemara, they hold Iran, the Rashba, that there's no need at all to teach us that chagovim do not need to have a shechita. The fourth malach is a very interesting malach over here from the Meiri. The Meiri mentions that chagovim in the Torah actually referred to normally as shrotzim, they refer to sometimes as sheretz ha'oif, and says the Meiri, the metzias of shrotzim and chagovim, these things do not actually have simonim of a veshet and a koneh to go and say that we could do a shechita. Memela, of course we know that chagovim are mutter without shechita, because they don't actually have the ability to be able to be done, that you could do a shechita to them. They don't have the simonim which a behema and a oif have. Memela, there's no possibility at all to do a maise shechita on these chagovim and shrotzim. Memela says to me, this is the reason why we know we be svore that chagovim do not need to have shechita. Now, Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his Sefer Karni Chagovim, over here in the Sugya of Chagovim in Simon Beis, he points out that this is very schwer to say that the Chagovim actually do not have any simonim to do a Maisa Shechitase, to them, like the Meiri says, because al-Khayra, if this is true, then all the Rishonim who discuss that if Chagovim need to have a Shechita, al-Khayra, this is very shver, because they don't have a Metzias of a Simonim to be able to done a Kona and a Veshet, to go and have a Meisah Shechita. Says of Chaim Kanievsky, it's Yodua from the Chachmi Ateva, from the Sforim Ateva, that the Metzias is that Chagovim, even though actually they don't have a Kone, but they do have a Veshet. And therefore, the Meiri does not mean to say that they don't have any simonim at all. He just means that since they don't have the same simonim which a Behema and Oif have, Memela Misvara, this is, we can learn this out Misvara, to tell us that this simon, the one simon which he does have, the Veshet, this is not enough to go Mimichai Veshchita, because it's not similar to the Behema and Oif. But the other Yishenim disagree and they hold with our Posuk, one would say that the Shechitas should be done at least on this Simen Echod of a Veshet, which they do have, even the Chagovim and the Shrotzim. Mamela, this is the reason why the Rishonim hold it needs a Posuk to teach us, or the Rashba says, Misvara, that Chagovim do not actually have to have a Shechita. So these are the four Mahalchim over here, either from the Drosha of the Behag, or the Rambam's Drosha from the Loshon of Asifa, the Rashba says, and the Ran, we don't need a Posuk. And the Meiri says, the Metzias is, they do not have the same simonim like a Behema and Oif, and these are the reasons mentioned in the Rishonim why Chagovim do not have to have a Shechita. Now we have to be moisif, that there's an extra point over here pointed out, in the Rashba over there in the Tshuva, in Chelek Aleph, Simeshin Samech Dalet, and says the Rashba, that even though we just said now that Chagovim do not need to have a Shechita, but Behemoth is more than that. Because if we look in the Gemara, in the Sugya, increases Chof Aleph from the base, the Gemara over there is discussing the Sugya of Dam Chagovim, the blood of a Chagov, if it's permissible, if you're allowed to eat the Dam of the Chagovim, and Dam Dogim, and the Gemara says that these Dam, these Domim, the blood from the fish and the blood of the Chagovim, these Domim are Mutar Ba'achila, and explains the Gemara, the reason is, because these things are Kuloi Heter, they're totally Mutar. The Gemara explains this to mean that the Dogim and the Chagovim do not need to have a Shechita. This is one of the Gemaras which Tosfos quotes, that the din is that Chagovim do not need to have a Shechita, and therefore there's a drosha over there in the Gemara with a Braisa to teach us that because they are Kuloi Heter, they do not need to have a Shechita. From here we learn also that their blood, the Dam Chagovim and the Dam Dogim, is Mutar. This is a Gemara over there increases from a Braisa. Now ask Sir Ashbo. The Gemara over there says that the blood of a behema or a blood of a oif, dam behema and dam oifois, or osa ba'achila, minatoya, there's a isa ba'achila of this dam. Now says Rashba, l'choya, the Gemara said earlier in the second period in Chulin, that we have a machloikas if ye shchita la'oif minatoya, or ain shchita la'oif minatoya. And there's a mandoma world that behemes minatoya, there's no need ain shchita, there's no need to do a shchita la'oif. And therefore, says Rashba L'chira, we can ask that just like we Gemara explains that the Dam Chagovim are Muta because it's Kuloi Heter, because they do not need to have a Shechita like we explained, so too Dam Oifa is according to the Manda Oma who holds Ein Shechita L'Oif Min Atayir. Why is the Oif any different than a Chogov? And just like the blood of a Chogov is Muta, L'chira, the blood of the Oif should also be Muta according to the Manda Oma Ein Shechita L'Oif Min Atayir. Says Rashba, is Muchach from here, that Be'emes, even according to the Mandoma, Ein Shechita Lo'if Min Atayir, the Gemara says earlier, Tosfos explains this in Chulin, earlier in Chof Amid Aleph, there's still a halacha that you need to do Nechira Simonim. The Be'em has to be killed, the Oif, you have to go and do a Maisa Nechira to the Simonim, even though it doesn't have to be a Kosher Shechita Simonim, but it does have to have a Nechira Simonim, for even according to the Mandoma of Ein Shechita Lo'if Min Atayir, and not if it dies naturally, then it is also Ba'achila Lekula Alma. Memela explains the Rashba that the reason why the blood of the Oif is Asa, and we cannot say that the Oif is Kuloi Heter, is because even if we're going to say that he does not need to have a Shechita, but Al Kolponim, he still needs to have a Nechira, he still has to be killed by the Simonim, Nechira Simonim, and Memela, this is enough to say that this is not Kuloi Heter. Memela, says the Rashba, is Muchach from here, the Chagovim, which the Gemara says is Kuloi Heter, and you're allowed to eat the damn Chagovim because of this, there is muchach in the Gemara that not just a Shechita is not needed, but so too a Nechira is not needed. And therefore, if you have a Chogov which dies, we find a dead Chogov, is also Mutar Ba'achila, even though he didn't do any Maisa Nechira at all to him, he's also Mutar Ba'achila, and not just like this Mavura, that you do not need to have a Shechita, but he's even more than a Oif, Leman Dorma Ein Shechita L'Oif, And he's also a din, the Chogov, does not even need to have a Nechira, not like the Oif. This is the Yisod, which the Rajva takes out for the Gemara. Krisus, and Tosfos over there, Bektoro, Bekitza, in the Gemara, in Krisus, Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph, also mentions this point, that Chagovim is different than Oifos, and Chagovim does not need to have a Nechira. The Ika Alocha is Mefurish the Rambam. The Rambam we mentioned earlier, the beginning of Hilchas Shechita, in Perik Aleph, Alocha Gimel. The Rambam says also, Chagovim, even if they died, Me'ileyem, they died by themselves, says the Rambam, Chagovim Amuta, because this is the halacha we said, that Chagovim do not need to have any Maisa Nechira at all, and it's not like the Oif, the Mandoma Ein Shechita, that needs to have Al Kaponim and Nechira Simonim. But the Kesef Mishnah over there on the Rambam brings down a very interesting Deah from Reb Sadia Goyen. And Reb Sadia Goyen says, the Kesef Mishnah learns this in the Pshat in Reb Sadia Goyen, that the din is that Chagovim, even though we said it's agreed, everyone agrees that there's no need to do a Maisa Shechita to a Chagov, but Al Koponim says Reb Sadia Goyen, if you found a dead Chagov, is not allowed to be eaten. Chagov Shemeis is also Ba'achila. It's brought down also in the Ito, in Shabbos, Chili Gimel. And the Kesef Mishnah over there is Mayrich, to explain this shitter of Reb Sadia Goyen. He says it's not like the Rambam, we have to understand, where did Reb Sadia Goyen take such halacha from, that a Chagov Shemeis is going to be also Ba'achila. And the Achrinim on Mayrich, the day of Reb Sadia Goyen, and the Netziv, in Hemek Shaila, in Pashas Ba'aloischo, Sheilta Kufchov Dalet, he explains that L'chriya Reb Sadia Goyen is going to be Mavur, not like this Rashba we said, that the Rashba's Mechiach for the Gemara increases, that Chogov does not even need a Nechiria, L'chriya Reb Sadia Goyen is going to be Chilek on this Rashba. And Reb Sadia Goyen holds that just like we said, according to the Mandoma, Ein Shechita Lo'if Min HaTorah, it is not enough that he doesn't do a Shechita and he dies by itself, he has to do a Nechiria. Tosfos explains earlier, Cholin Chof Amid Aleph, a Shechita is a Oif, Al Koponim needs to have a Nechir, Nechir Asimonim, Memela, so too, Reb Sadia Goyen holds also about the Chogov, even though we said that the Chogov does not need to have a Shechita, but Al Koponim, he doesn't need a Nechir. And Afal Pikein, even so, there's a difference between the Dam Chagovim and the Dam of Oif, and by Emes, we have to understand, we get back now, the Rashba's Kasher, the Rashba's Mechiach Lechir from the Gemara, that there has to be somewhat of a difference between the Chogov and the Oif. And we see, says the Rashba from here, that if the Chogov, the blood of the Chogov is Mutter because Kuloi Heter, the reason is because it doesn't need a Nechira. If we're going to say now, Reb Sadia Goyen holds that it needs a Nechira Al Koponim by the Chagovim, why Be'emes do we say that the blood of the Chogov is Mutter and the blood of the Oif is going to be also? And this is a Bruchim Fischl Perlo in the Chidushi Agri Palu Yisag on Reb Sadia Goyen in the Sefer. It's very Mayrich to be Miyashiv, this din of the Reb Sadia Goyen, what he actually means to aser, he said that it's also to eat if he found a dead Chogov. Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer in Karni Chagovim in Simon Gimel, he explains that l'chir, one can say that the shit of Reb Sadia Goyen is that even though we're saying that it's Muchach Reb Sadia Goyen, that he holds the needs to be a Nechira on the Chogov, even though it doesn't need a Shechita, but it has to be a Nechira, but one can say that it is still different than the Din Nechira, which is said by Oif, because by Oif, as we said earlier from Tosfos, it needs to have a Nechira Simonim. The Maisa Nechira has to be done by the actual Simonim of the Kone and the Veshet, even though it doesn't have to have a Maisa Shechita, but it has to have Nechira Simonim. Mashenkin Ba'achogov, said Reb Chaim Kanievsky, could be that even if Sadia Goyen agrees, we do not need a Maisa Nechira Simonim. It just needs a Maisa or Hariga, you have to kill the Chogov, Zafuka, not in a case where he found the Chogov dead already, because then he's not Nichlal, he's still Nichlal in the parsha of Nevela, and therefore he's going to be Osa. But in a case where he killed the Chogov, then the Chogov is going to be Mutter, even though he actually didn't have a Nechira Simonim, and this is enough for the din of Kuloi Heter, allowing the Dam Chagovim to be eaten, even though the Dam Oifus is also, like we said, for the Gemara increases. Mamela, what we have over here is the Pashtus Rishonim is that not just a Chogov doesn't need a Shechita, but he also doesn't need a Nechira. This is the Shita of the Rashba, the Rambam, Tosfos, Mashein Kein Reb Sadia Goyen has a Mechudish Ligadeya over here by Chagovim, and he holds Al Koponim, if he found some Chogov which is made, Al Koponim, the way the Kesef Mishnah understands Reb Sadia Goyen, he tells us that Be'emes, this Chogov Shemeis is also Ba'achila. It sounds that Reb Saadia Gaon holds that we need a Nechira, but maybe he doesn't actually need a Nechira Simonim, as long as any Nechira was done, it is enough to go Mimati, the Chog of Ba'achila. This is the Shitter Mechudeshes of Reb Saadia Gaon over here in the Sugya of Chagovim. Now moving further on into the next Sugya of Simoni Dogim, the Gemara starts with the Braisa Toner Abonon, Eloi Achshov, V'osid Legadil Achazman. What will happen if a fish does not yet have the simoni? V'osid Legadil Achazman, Kagoin Asultonis, V'afion, Harize Mutter, and this is the Gemara earlier we mentioned already in Samachei, by the Shrotzim we found in the Chagovim, they have also the same Gemara, and over there the Gemara learns from the Pasuk. Over here the Rishonim also say, this is learned from a Pasuk of Einloi Ainolov, the Rashba and Ran explain, and Toisvus Navi Dezor also in Lamates Medalef, and we discussed this earlier in the Sugya of Chagovim. The Braisa continues on, that Yeshloi Achshov of Osid Lashiron, Beshor She'ula Min Amayim, the Derech of these of Dogim, are that they may say they shed their scales when they come out of the water. Kagoyin the Gemara gives us a few dugmois, a few different kinds of fish, akunas, afunas, atunas. This could be referring to the tuna fish, like is explained by Riches in the Kovetz Oy Yisrael, in the Shon Lamed Gimel, that this could be referring to the tuna fish, which also sometimes sheds its scales when it comes out of the water. This, says the Gemara, Harizeh Mutter, these fish, which even though when they come out of the Mayim, they actually do not have any kaskeses, this is also Mutter. This is a din which is mentioned over here in our Gemara. The Prima Godim in Halacha in Yeridea Siman Pehei explains b'shem the Knesset Agdoilo that b'emes these minim their metzias is because of their kas when they are taken out of the water they actually shed their scales and therefore this is lashon of the Gemara b'shor she'oilo yismin amayim. This is the reason why they are mesi their kaskeses because of their kas. They're very frustrated and therefore they shed their scales. Afal Pikein says the Gemara there's no need for them actually to have kaskeses when they're out of the water, as long as they are a mean, which who have kaskeses, these are also, these fish are mutter. Now, the pashtus of Lashon HaGemara, even though it's only discussing these fish who shed their scales b'shor she'oilois min amayim, there's no nafkemina if the reason why they do it is only b'shor she'oilois, like we said, from the Prima Godim, or if even they're going to be shedding their scales way earlier, a few days before they're taken out of the water, this should also be a heter if Lemaisa, there was once a time when they had scales, they had kaskeses, even though Lemaisa afterwards they swim further in the water and they don't have any kaskeses. The Loshon of the Teiras Kohenim over here in Pasha Shmini says, B'mayim afilu mashiron b'mayim, which will be mashma even in the mayim itself, not just b'shar she'oilois min amayim. Even though the Ravid over there explains that the Loshon of the Teiras Kohenim b'mayim is b'emes referring to the din of our Gemara, b'shar she'oilois min amayim. Now this is very negea to a few types of fish who actually already shed their scales early on and later on they have a tkufa that they live in the mayim without any kaskeses. And this is discussed by the Poitzkim, the Shevet Alevi, in Chilek Zayin, Simen Kuf Chof Aleph. And he says it's a Dovah Poshut, that the Alocha of the Gemara over here does not mean Dafke B'shor She'oilo Yismin HaMayim, even if it's earlier B'shor when it's in the mayim, this is also enough, as long as originally he was a mean who had kaskeses. L'chayre, there would be a mockery to say that the Targum Yonason in Pashas Re'ei, L'chayre will be mashma, that the din of the Gemara b'shor she'oilo yismin amayim is dafke, if he sheds the scales dafke b'shor she'oilo is in a time when he's oilo min amayim. And this is bemes with the akdoma to the discussion which the Rishonim of Yehiyah bring down from a Tosefta. In the Mishnah we find in a simon of the dag, which is one of the simonim, the snappy, the other simon is kaskeses, and the Gemara in the Mishnah brought down a machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, if it is enough for the dag, for the fish, to have one kaskeses, even if it has one scale, it is also enough. And according to Reb Yehuda, we need to have two kaskasim. He needs to have at least two scales. This is what the Mishnah says earlier in Daf Nun Tes. And this is a machlokes between Reb Yehuda and the Rabbonon. The Rishonim over here bring down a Tosefta, that the Tosefta says that there's places, Gimel, Mekoimois, Meyuchodim, there's three special places on the fish, on the body of the fish, Tachas Lechoyov, three separate places, the Tosefta explains that in these places we have to make sure the fish has actually kaskasim. And the Rishonim discuss what is this halacha of the Tosefta that we need to have kaskasim on these three places, mokrimis, miyuchodim, on the fish, L'chayro, we said in the Mishnah, it is enough for him to have one scale or two scales according to a Buda. What is this din of the Tosefta that he needs to have in three separate places in Gimel Mekoymes Meyuchodim, he needs to have Kaskasim? So the Ram brings down over here, B'shem Rabbeinu Chananel, a big chidush. He learns the pshat in the Tosefta that be'emes it is not enough for the fish to have only one scale or two scales. In all these three places, he has to have at least one or two scales. And the Mishnah is only referring to the amount in each place, but be'emes in each one of these three places, all of the three of them, he has to have three kaskasim according to the Rabbonon, and six kaskasim according to Reb Yudah, two in every place of these Gimel Mekoymes Meyuchodim. It's a big chumrah to say that he needs to have in every place, in every mokim, in these Gimel Mekoymes, he needs to have kaskasim. The Ran himself says that l'chayra, even though this will be the din of the Tosefta, in the steamer, Aslosh and Amishnah is not mashma like this. The Rif and the Rambam also, they don't bring down such a kind of tenai that we have to have more than one kaskeses, or more than two like a Buda. Memelo, it's mashma that we argue on the aloha of the Tosefta, even though the Tosefta, like Rabbi Nachmanan explains, holds that we need to have these kaskasim in three places, but the Mishnah is mavur that it is enough if he has one or two kaskasim. And this is Bemis Paskin la aloha. In the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Pei Gimel, Sif Katan, Sif Aleph, we pass in Halacha like the Pashtus of the Rif and the Rambam, as long as he has one Kaskeses, this is enough for him to be Mutter. The Ramban explains the interesting Pshat in the Tosefta, and he says that Be'emes min HaTorah is taken Mutter la Halacha to eat this fish as long as he has one or two Kaskasim anywhere on the fish, this is enough for him to become Mutter. Explains the Ramban that the Tosefta who says that he has to be in Gimel Mekoymes Meyuchodim does not mean he has to have in every one of these places kaskasin. The Tosefta is just explaining that if we find a fish who only has one scale on his body, we are chrishish that maybe be'emes this fish is not a type of fish who has kaskasim, and the scale which was found actually on this fish was nidbak boy midag acher. It got stuck onto him from a different fish. He was swimming with a different fish, or there were other scales in the water from another fish who shed their scales, and this fish picked up one of these scales and it got caught onto his body, and this is the scale which we're finding later on this mean tummy. Memela says the Ramban, the reason why the Tosefta says we have to be makpid to check and find this scale or these two scales according to Rabbi Yehuda in one of these Gimel Mekoymes Meyuchodim is because in these three places we know that the fish will not be able to go and pick up a scale from somewhere else, and it has to be his own scale, and Mamela, this is the raya that he is a mean tori. Mamela, meika adin, says Rambam, b'emes enechinami, there's no aloha that he has to have dafke in these places, not any of these places, anywhere on him is going to be mutter, but the reason why we're choshesh mid rabbonon is because we say maybe he picked up the scale from a different fish, and that is the din of the Tosefta that we have to make sure that he has dafke in one of these three places, any one of these three is enough, because from them we know that it is actually his own scale. And this is Paskin in the Ramah over there in Shulchan Aruch, says we should be machme, like this din of the Ramban, that we should find this scale dafke in one of these three places, like it says over there in Siman Pei Gimel, Sif Aleph. Now the Targum Yonason, if we look in Pashas Re'ei, he says that this din of the Tosefta, that is the halacha, we have to have kaskasin in these Gimel Mekoymes Meyuchodim, either all three of them, or one of them, akoponi, one of these three places, explains the Targum Yonason, this is referring to a fish who actually shed his other scales in the water. He was meisir kaskasov b'mayim. He already took away his kaskasim. He originally was born with many more, and he was meisir, all his kaskasim came off in the water, says the Targum Yonason. There's still a halacha, even though he's meisir kaskasov, but there's a halacha that he has to remain with some kaskasim, and these kaskasim have to be in one of these three places, which the Tosefta mentions, tachas l'choyov, and the other two places are the Gimel Mekoymes Meyuchodim on the fish. This is how the Targum Yonason explains this halacha of the Tosefta that's referring to a fish who shed all his scales on the halacha that has to make sure that he has still some scales left over in the Gimel Mekoymes Meyuchodim. Now, this halacha is very shveh, it's neged our Gemara. It's a mefurish din in our Gemara that even if a fish shed all its scales and he doesn't have any kaskasim left over, which is mentioned in the Gemara, the Mishnah says that's enough for him to have one kaskeses or two, and says the Gemara over here that even though he sheds these scales, which is enough for a simen tyre, he's still mutter, even though when he's taken out of the water, he does not have any scales at all, he's still mutter, says the Gemara. And this is a drosha we learn Salvatore Askenim, like we said, b'mayim, afilu mesirom b'mayim. Memeila l'chir, it's very shvet to understand why is this halacha of the Targum Yonison that he has to still have some scales left over in the Gemur Mekayimus Miyuchodim, like it's mentioned in the Tosefta, l'chir is a neged al Gemara. But if we're only going to say that b'emes is a difference, if he's meisik as kasov b'mayim, in the water itself, and the Gemara of here is only referring to this fish who's meisik as kasov b'shosha oilus min ha-mayim, then b'emes this will be a pshat in the Targum Yonison that if he sheds his scales earlier on, then it has to at least remain some scales in these Gimel Mekoymus Miyuchodim, like it's Mavur in the Tosefta. Maybe there is a bit of a Mekoy for this halacha from the Targum Yonison, even though the halacha, the priest can say that Luchir would have to be Makbid on any fish whose Mesik Askas of B'mayim is also Mutter, and this is discussed by Arichas in the Koyvet Halichoy Sodeh from Shnas Toshin Samech Daled. He brings down a big din of Dvorim about this Shaila, also from Rabbi Eliashiv. This Shaila, what will be the fish who actually shed their scales earlier on, and afterwards they continue to live in the Mayim many, many days before they're caught, they actually do not have any scales, and they're still Mutter because of this halacha of b'shor she'm sirom min ha'mayim, and the loshna gemor is lav dafke b'shor she'olus min ha'mayim. So this is a din la halacha which is taken out from our sugya of here in Samechvav Amadala for Nomad Beis. Now moving further on, the gemor in Nomad Beis, the gemor discusses the simonim of the fish, the snappy and the kaskeses, and the gemor discusses why do we actually have to have this din that needs to have two simonim, since we know that every fish, there's a klal, it's mentioned in the Gemara Nida, no Nomad Beis, that there's a klal, that every single fish who has kaskeses, automatically we know that he has a snappy. So the chiyuv will be enough to teach us that the fish has to have a kaskeses, he has to have scales. Why is it important to teach us that he has to have the fin also? Says the Gemara Lemaskona, Omar Ibavol, V'chein Tonad Ve'Bishmol, Yagdil Toyov Yadeh, the reason why the Pasuk tells us that there's a simon, two simonim of snappy and kaskeses, this is because Yagdil Torah V'yadi, Tosfos explained to us that the reason the Torah is Ma'arich is in order to teach us what exactly the kaskeses is, and this is known through the Pasuk of snappy, like the Gemara now explains. The Ritva in Nida Nun Aleph Amid Beis, he actually adds on a pshat in our Gemara of Yagdil Torah V'yadi, says the Ritva, the reason why the Gemara holds this is included in a klal, which we find that Yagdil Torah V'yadi is because the actual goyim, the actual sibba, why the fish is taru, is because of these two simonim which he has. He has a snappy and he has a kaskeses. Even though every single fish, like Gemara says, a klal, who has kaskeses, we know has a snappy. But the reason why the Torah tells us that the fish has to have another simentaria of a snappy is because actually these two simonim together, they're the ones who are goyim taru. The reason why he's mutter to be eaten is only because he actually has a snappy also, and the Torah is b'marich, he's b'magdil Torah v'yade, to teach us, and telling us it's nafgemina l'maisa, that this heter is actually, the heter for the fish, is because of the snappy. So even though actually there's no relevant din, which is a nafgemina, because as we said, every fish who has kaskeses, we know he has a snappy, but al koponim, the Torah is telling us that the snappy itself is also a goyim for his tire, and not because of the kaskeses alone. The Milcha Shleimer, Shleimer Zalman, in Simen Kuf, he brings down this pshat in the Gemara from Achronim, from Mitzvah Shmuel, from other Achronim, that they learn that this Gemara of Yagdil Torah V'yad is teaching us that actually the simen tire is not enough to have a kaskeses by itself, even though it's not possible to have a kaskeses by itself, but it's actually not enough, and we need to have the kaskeses together with the snappy, because these two together are actually goyim their tire. Now from here, the Achrinim point out that this is negea to the very famous chakira we already mentioned earlier. If the simonim, which we found in our sugya, now we're discussing the simonim of snappy and kaskeses, all these simonim, actually the goyim of the tire, this is the reason why they become Torah, they're sibba, or do we say they're only a simon to work out which mean the Torah wanted us to know that this mean is Torah, and which mean is Tomei, but it's not actually a sibba, it is only a simon. And the Marit, already in his famous tshuva, in Simon Nun Aleph, is very marich, all different simonim, so too simoni gadlus. Also, he discusses a sibba or a simon, and he goes through Al-Gamor also, by snappe and kaskeses, is this a sibba or is this a simon? Now, the Chiyuv from this Ritva explains our Gemara of Yagdil Torah V'yadi is because it's teaching us that actually the snap is also the reason why is mutar ba'achila, l'chayyah this will be a raya that actually the simonim are sibah, and they actually goyimim for the tire, and therefore there's a yagdil tire over here teaching us that there's another reason why this fish is mutar ba'achila. But not, it's not just a simon ba'alma, because then the kaskeses alone is enough to teach us that this mean is Torah. The reason why it's Torah is because we know the Torah knows that this kaskeses is alone enough for us to know that this mean fish, this type of fish, is a mean Torah. And it won't be possible to have a Yagdil Torah of Yadeh teaching us of the snappy that is also a Goyim Torah, because it's not actually a Goyim at all, it's only a similar Dover. So L'chir, this ritual, everyone brings down always a Raya L'chir to this tzad of the Achrinim, to say that actually the snappy and the kaskeses or Sibah, they're actually the Goyimim of the Torah. This is also quoted earlier in Bechonon, in Kevitz Shmuris, in Chulin Ois Chav Zayin. He explains that Tosfos earlier in Samech Beis Amid Beis, he argues in this point with Tosfos in Nida, in Nun Amid Beis, and Zer Avraham, in Simin Yud Gimel, the Umarich, from this Gemara of Snappi Vekaskeses is Ariya, to this Tzad in the Marit, that these Simonim of the fish are actually Gurim Retire, or only are Simonim. It's very famous, the Rechaim HaKodesh brings down from the Medrash, that Chazir is going to be mutter l'otzid lovoi, and the Chaim explains that the reason is because l'otzid lovoi, the Chazir itself, is going to actually start being malegeria, and therefore he's going to have both simoni tire, and this is going to be the reason why he's going to be mutter. From here also, the Achrini point out, this will be a raya, that the din of the simoni tire, which we find by behemoths, or actually gurimim, actually sibah for the tire, and therefore the Chazir itself, even though he's the same mean, but since he actually is going to change his simon, and his simon is going to change, becoming a maligeri, or this actually is going to be the sibah, why he's going to be permitted to be eaten later on, l'osid lover. Even though everyone, this is a chrinim, ask, l'chiris should be also still because of the issa of yoytzei min atome, that locha in the Gemara in Bechiris, in the beginning of the first parak in Heyomid Beis, that locha is that there's a locha of kola yoytzei min asa is asa, memela l'chiris, the chazir, who he was born from. It was actually a mean Tommy. L'chir is not going to help if he's going to change his simon. He should still be also because Yoytzei min HaTomei. But Al Kaponim, this is the Yisoid of the Rechaim. L'chir will also be mashman. It's sad that actually simonim or gurimim or siba letayir and not just simonim, which we said L'chir is mavur by us in the Lashon of the Ritva. Now another pshat in our Gemara of Yagdil Torah V'yadeh, interesting Nekuda, is pointed out in the Tshuvas Halachis Ketanois in Chelek Aleph Simi Reish Nun Hei. He also asks on the Gemara that L'chiria, it's very hard to say Yagdil Torah of Yadeh on something which is totally superfluous if we know that every fish who has a kaskeses, we know already that he has a snappy. What is the point, Bichlal? What is the mile of Yagdil Torah over here to tell us extra chidush that we have a snappy, that the snappy is also the simon tire? And he explains that L'chiria Ketanois, that it could be, if not for the lotion of the pasuk of snappy, then if we'll have a fish who comes in front of us and we see that he has kaskeses, even though he doesn't have any snappy at all, maybe he'll become mutter because he will make a mistake and will say that these kaskeses are his own kaskasim. Now, from the fact that we know the Torah teaches us that there's a pasuk of a snappy, this is teaching us to be careful and to make sure that this fish actually has his own kaskasim. And Mamela, if he comes and he has kaskasim and he doesn't have any snappy, then we know automatically that these scales are not his own. They must have got stuck onto him from other scales, like we said before, from the Ramban. And Mamela, this is the point of the Torah teaching us that we need to always make sure he has a snappy, because otherwise, if he doesn't have a snappy, even though he has a kaskeses, they're definitely not his own scales. He must have picked them up in the sea from other fish who shed their scales. And Mamela, this is Bemes Ha'alocha of the Yagdil Torah V'yadeh, teaching us to be careful that we shouldn't make this mistake and be matter a fish without any snappy. Another interesting pshat in the Gemara, it says that Aloch is Ketanis over there in Chelek Aleph, Simeration on Hay. He says that Be'emes in the Yam, in the sea, we have many different kinds of species. Most of them are fish, a lot of Sheretz HaMayim. But sometimes you can also have Sheretz HaOretz. You can have Shrotzim, who actually belong to the Oretz, the Onoilad B'Yabosho, and they also swim into the water. And Mamela, sometimes this could be that we can find a Sheretz who's actually a Sheretz or Oretz, and he maybe will have some kaskasin, and will come to be Mati, and will say that this kaskasin is Mutter if the Torah wouldn't have told us the Loshon of Snappy, only teaching us the Aloha of kaskeses. Sometimes we could be mati, asher etzaretz. Says the halachas ketanois. The reason why the Torah teaches us the din that the fish has to have a snappy and kaskeses is because the snappy is actually what's magdir this sheretz that he's called, no, he's not a sheretz, he has a loch of a fish. The agdora of a dag, the agdora of a fish in the Torah is actually through a snappy. Only something which has a snappy has a loch of a dag. And therefore, if we don't have something which has a snappy, he actually has a loch of a sheretz or oretz. He has little feet which is made to go and walk on the floor, and Mamelis has a loch of sheretz oretz and does not have the head of kaskasin. Mamela, the reason why the Torah had to teach us and tell us the aloch of a snappy is, says the aloch zikatanis, this is Yagdil Torah v'yadi, to explain to us better the agdora gufa of what a fish is, and a fish is only someone who has a snappy, and if something doesn't have a snappy, then it doesn't have a loch of a dag, and Mamela, it does not have the heter of kaskasin, he is ve'emes, a din of a sheretz oretz. And Mamela, this is the aloch of Yagdil Torah v'yadi, because only with a snappy, he has a aloch of a dag. This is the other pshat of the Aloch Zekatane, it's over here, pshat in our Gemara. Ramele, we mentioned a few pshatim, the Ritvos pshat, Yagdil Torah v'yadi, teaching us that the snappy actually is a goyim tayer. The first pshat of the Aloch Zekatane is to teach us the aloch that we should be careful, that in a case where he has a kaskeses and he doesn't have any snappy, then we have to say that these kaskasin came from somewhere else, these scales were picked up from a different fish. Or the third pshat in the Aloch Zekatane is that the din of the snappy, which the Torah is teaching us, is because this is gufa, how it's magdi, the Torah's dag. In the Torah, a fish is only called something which is has a snappy on. Otherwise, if he has little feet, then be'emes, he have to be choshish, that is a loch of sheretz oretz, and be'emes does not have the heter of kaskasin. We'll discuss this point later in the sugya of sheretz hamayim. This chiluk between shrotzim, sheretz hamayim, and sheretz oretz, so too, the din of snappy on dogim, which have the heter of snappy and kaskeses. Now, from this Gemara was a very famous tumul, a pulmus, in the times of the Tosfos Yom Tov, which is brought down over here in the Sefer Madani Yom Tov on the Rosh, in Siman Samech Zayin on Nois Hei. He says that when he was at Av Beis Din, Reb Aaron HaRoifei brought to him a very interesting fish, which was called the Shtinkus Marinus. This was a fish which the Tosfos Yom Tov said is found in a Yam HaSfardi. This was the place where this fish was found. And this fish actually was found to have kaskeses, and he doesn't have any snappy. And they came to the Tosfos Yom Tov, who was Av Beis Din, and they asked him, how is this possible? L'chayr, this is neged the Mefurish Gemara by us, who tells us the klal, that there's no such thing, and every single fish that has scales, he definitely has snappy. And L'chayr, we see in front of us this Shtinkus Marinus, who has kaskeses, and actually doesn't have any snappy. How will Miyash of the Metzias with our Gemara? This is the Arichus, which the Madani Yom Tov over here explains, and he says originally didn't have any teretz to tell the people who came to ask him this shayla, showing him this fish who has kaskeses and doesn't have any snappy. And he says maybe this is actually a harkova from a kilayim, from two different meaning, but it's not a real fish, misheches and mebreches, and therefore the Gemara is not referring to this fish. And he's marich to be miyashiv this klal of the Gemara. How does this fit with the Metzias? Where they found this fish in the Yam HaSfardi, this Shtinkus Marinus, who only has kaskeses and doesn't have any snappy. The crazy in Siman Pei Gimel, in Sukkotin Gimel, he brings down this shaila from the Madani Yom Tov, from the Metzias, and he says, Be'emes, it's not a taina at all, because the Gemara does not mean to tell us that every single fish in the world who doesn't have kaskeses, who has kaskeses, he definitely has a snappy. The Gemara just means that Ruiv Dogim, who have kaskeses, they have snappy. But of course, you could find a mute, or a mute of dogim, who have kaskeses and don't have any snappy. And this is one of them, the Shtinkus Marinus. He is one of these fish. The Prima Godim in Siman Pei Gimel, in Mishpat Zayzov, Sivkotin Beis, he asks very strongly on the Krisi, how can the Krisi or Plesi tell us that the Gemara is not telling us a klal, and it's only a roiv? The whole kash of the Gemara is not shver. The Gemara asks, what is the purpose of the Torah to teach us the siman tayra of the snappy, if we know that every kaskeses always has snappy? And the Gemara tells us on Yagdil Torah v'yadi, like we explained earlier, says the Prima Godim, according to the Plesi, who says that it is only a roiv, that most fish have, who have kaskeses, they have a snappy, but they are mute, who have kaskeses or do not have a snappy, then of course the Torah has to tell us to teach us this halacha that this stinkus marinus, he is not a kosher fish because he doesn't have a snappy. So the chiyuv from the Gemara is muchach that this klal is a klal muchlet, and every single fish in the world who has kaskeses does not, it does have a snappy. The chiyuv not like the teretz of the crazy old place. A very interesting teretz says the Mogen Avraham in his pirish zayis ranon on the yalkut in Parshas Shemini or his tovkuf lamed zayin. So too the Chiddush Chasam Sofer over here, they answer this metzias that they found this fish, which is a stinkus marinus, which the doctors used to take out all the different chalokim of the fish, which was used for different refuahs. Says the Mogen Avraham, the emes is yodua, that this fish actually is poisonous. It is not possible to eat this fish at all. It's a dog mesukin. It's a samamoves. It's a poisonous fish. And therefore, Behemoth, there's no reason why any person is actually going to be eating this fish at all. He's a poisonous fish. Memela, one can say that Avada the Gemara always knew that there is a fish in the world which has kaskeses and doesn't have any snappy, which is this stinkus marinus. But since this stinkus marinus anyway is not being eaten, Memela, this is not included in this klal of the Torah, that the Torah tells us that every fish who has kaskeses does not have any snappy. And other rabbis, says the Mogen Avraham, one can learn that that is gufa the Gemara's kavona, that the Gemara asks a kasha, what is the purpose of the Torah teaching us this cementaya of a snappy, if we know that every single fish who has a kaskeses, he has a snappy? Answers the Gemara, yagdil Torah of Yadi, says the Mogen Avraham, one can say the nupsha in the Gemara, which is like the Gemara, the end of Makkos, the Gemara says, even though people are nimas, and no one's going to eat dam, Afal Pikein, the Torah came along and told us, leiseichul dam, because this is giving us a schar from bimoneah, from eating dam, even though anyway, one is not going to be eating dam. So Afal Pikein, yagdil Torah of Yadi, yotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lezakei says Yisrael, to give more mitzvahs on anyway, which are people going to be doing and not going to be eating blood. So too, says the Mogen Avraham, one can learn, this is the Gemara's kasha by us. What is the purpose that the Torah tells us, snappy? Answers the Gemara, yagdil Torah of Yadi, because this fish, which anyway people don't eat, because this fish is poisonous, the Torah told the snappy, in order to be mamai this fish, that we should get a schar by not eating this fish, and not just the metzias of the Sama Moves, so too we have a din of Yagdil Torah of Yadir of Yotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakri says Yisrael. So this is the Mechudosh Diga Pshat of the Mogen Avraham, Pshat in our Gemara. Now Lemaisa, through the generations there will be many, said many Tirutzim, to answer this fish which they found that has kaskeses, doesn't have any snappy. So to many Sforin, or Chashulchan in Simon Pei Gimel, in Sivkot and Ches, he's Mazbe, according to the Rambam Shita is, a snappy and kaskeses only applies to the fish, and not to any other Shrotzim and Chayois Hayam, which we find in the sea, only applies to the fish. And Mamela, this Shtinkas Marinus is not actually a fish, he is, goes into the Klal of Chayois Hayam, and therefore is not included in the Gemara of here by us. And the Prichodosh is very marich in Pei Gimel, Sivkot and Dalet. And there's many other Tirutzim being said to answer this fish which they found, L'chiria neged our Gemara. L'maisa, the Chasam Sefer points out over here in his Chidushim, that the Chachmei HaTeva have lately already said, that if we, they made a mistake in working out what this fish is, and they said about Emes, this fish is not actually a fish from the water, he's actually a type of crocodile. He's a mean crocodile, a small reptile, and he's an earth mammal. He actually is grows gidulei by abosho. He comes from the floor, from the earth, and not from the mayim, even though he actually sometimes he swims in the mayim, like the derech of the crocodiles, the tzvadim. And the Chasam Sefer says, Behemoth, the whole shaila was a mistake, because this is not, hasn't got a locha at all of a fish, and the kaskeses which we found on him is like the similar to what we find on the crocodiles, and does not have a locha of a fish at all. And the maida, the whole shaila was a mistake, even though the Achrinim, all the many generations, they use many Tirutzim to go and answer this Shaila. And the Maizeh is Bemis Nifla to go and point out that nowadays the Chachmei HaTeva himself or Moida, that they haven't yet found in a fish, in anywhere in the sea, any place, a fish which has kaskeses and doesn't have a snappy. This is, like our Gemara says, that there's a klal, and the Gemara says in Nida, that every fish which has kaskeses definitely has a snappy.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.